Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody to the August Bradley post fight show. Interesting fight there. Seems like everybody was well entertained. Commentators, you know, if Bill Thomas was entertained, it was a good fight.
Oh yeah.
And give me your quick thoughts on this fight real quick, sir.
Well, like you said, I was thoroughly entertained. I thought it was a good fight. It was what I expected. I didn't expect anybody to get knocked out because neither one of these guys are big punchers. But it was a very entertaining fight, and we almost got shot by a knockout at the end, and I was surprised by that. But what the downfall was for Vargas, he wouldn't throw his hands. I don't know what the problem was with him. But I guess Bradley's pressure was just too much for him tonight because he just looked super reluctant in there.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it feels like Bradley went out there and handled business and he wasn't playing no games
yeah.
this time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what it was, he wasn't in fear of Vargas's punch, and that's probably what got him buzzed at the end of the fight because he had no respect for Vargas's punch from the very beginning. And but like I said, overall, I like what I saw, and they're talking about a rematch, and it's rematch worthy.
Yeah. Now I didn't get what happened at the end of the. At the end of the fight, did I miss something or what?
What happened? You know how you got the 10-second thing? They make that little noise. Sometimes they tap on the ring apron, and sometimes they ring a little bell or whatever to let them know it's 10 seconds left in the round. And the ref got confused and thought it was the end of the fight, and he waved the fight off, saying, "Okay, that's it." But he was 10 seconds early. That's all.
Okay. Now, in the post-fight interview, I had walked in the room. I kind of heard it in the background of you, Bill. Now, what happened? Was there some type of exchange, some type of bad blood in the post-fight interviews, or what happened there?
No, not at all. It was just a mix-up on the count. That's on the 10-second count. That was all it really was.
But there was no animosity in the post-fight interviews?
No, not from what I could see. Because at that point, I was doing something else myself. But I was still kind of glancing at the TV every so often, and I didn't see any kind of bad blood or anything. And I just know that I heard them say something about a rematch. What's his name? Bradley said that he would definitely give him a rematch.
Yeah, because he won the WBA title now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, now was this at 147 or 140, Bill? I didn't catch that.
147. That was a welterweight title on the line tonight.
Isn't Vargas usually a 140?
You're welcome. I think he's welter. I'm not sure. I don't really follow Vargas like that, but I think he's usually welter. Yeah, I'm like 99% sure he's a welterweight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to welcome Nick to the show. Nick, what's going on, bro? What did you think of the fight? Bill seemed excited. He liked it. What did you think of the fight overall? What do you think next for Tim Bradley?
Oh, man. Hey, listen, I'm telling you guys, I was pumped up, man. That was a great fight. I thought I was excited when they announced this fight. I thought it was going to be good. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, maybe as good. But it definitely had me riled up, man. A lot of excitement, a lot of craziness, drama. It had all the makings of of what really grabs my attention about boxing. I mean, I absolutely loved it, man. A crazy ending, but and a little unfortunate. But at the same time, that's what really created that drama, man. And it got me pumped up.
Yeah.
I liked it, everything about it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I mean, now that we've seen this, I'll start with you first, Nick, and I'll finish with you, Bill. Nick, what do you think's next for Timothy Bradley? Who do you want to see him fight next?
Ooh, oh man, That's a toughie, man. I mean, to me, anybody that Tim Bradley gets in, it's going to be an exciting matchup. And you know, so if you're a fan of excitement, then to me, I think, you know, you should be a fan of Timothy Bradley for the most part, because he's always coming and he always brings it, man. At this point, it really doesn't bother me who they put him up against. In fact, I wouldn't mind maybe even seeing him fight Timothy Bradley. What weight is Danny Garcia? Isn't he supposed to be moving up?
Yes. We should have announced that on our show earlier today, Nick, but he is actually fighting Paulie Malignaggi at 147 on August 1st.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hell, I actually wouldn't mind, you know, if he gets past Malignaggi, I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Bradley, to be honest with you. I think that'd be an exciting fight itself. It really doesn't matter where Bradley goes, man. I think he's a good matchup for anybody, really, man. Like I said, he's always tough. He brings it, a lot of action with him. He gets hurt, but he's always very resilient, and he comes back. And I think he's just a tough customer, man, all around. I know he's a little unorthodox at times, a little wild. He's a little here, he's a little there. But all in all, he makes for great fights, I think, exciting to fight.
Yeah, let's. I think that if Bradley, I wouldn't mind to see Floyd fight him on his last fight, but it'd be too much with the two contracts. But honestly, mm-hmm. I think what Bradley would like the most is that rematch with Manny Pacquiao to prove that he can beat Manny, and I think that would be perfect for him on his way out.
Yeah, like a rubber match.
Yep, exactly. So I think that would be a good one for our boy Bradley. So we'll see.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know. So, I mean, Bill, who would you like to see him fight next?
Well, I would say first things first, like he was talking about tonight, do the rematch. Do the rematch with Vargas, clear that mess up. And then whoever, like you guys said, anybody he fights, you know you're going to get excitement. I mean, he brings it. He's not a big puncher by any means. And like Nick said, he's extremely wild at times and all that. But he's an action fighter. He brings the heat. So, like anybody. I mean, the door is open for him with anybody.
Right.
I think I would just like to see him fight Manny one more time to redeem himself, or fight Floyd, or actually, guys, fight Kell Brook. And that's another thing I didn't bring up earlier on today's show.
Oh,
guys, you know, Brook is supposed to be fighting Brandon Rios here pretty soon.
Yeah. I think it's September they talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I honestly think Kell Brook should be able to beat Rios, because Rios just takes a lot of punches. But I want to see if Rios can take his punches, because Kell Brook hits a lot harder than Manny, and he's just as fast. So I want to see if Rios can stand this and not get knocked out. If Rios doesn't get knocked out in this one, or if he surprises us and hurts Kell Brook, my hat's off to him. And the thing I love about Kell Brook, he's not locked in with any sort of network, fellas. We can watch him on HBO or Showtime, kind of like Amir Khan.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is definitely a matchup. I know Nick's going to love to see Rios versus Kell Brook. And then what are your thoughts on Malignaggi versus Garcia for Garcia's first 147 fight?
Well, that's
a
safe opponent for him. That's a safe opponent, because of the simple fact Malignaggi is another one that can't crack an egg with a punch, but he's a superb boxer. He's
exactly
right.
So that's a safe opponent. That's the best word I could use to describe that.
It's a safe opponent, but you know what, Bill? I think I'm actually going to be entertained to watch that fight, though, at the same time.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Malignaggi can box now. He can box with the best of them. You don't have to worry about getting hurt fighting them.
You know, and he may take Garcia to school. My question is, fellas, now that clown that we talked about earlier on today's show is out of the picture, and I guess Lamont Peterson vacated his title, who's next at 140 other than Bill's favorite fighter, Terrence Crawford?
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, you got Terrence Crawford.
looks like the king of the heat right now. He looks like a guy that's the cream of the crop out there at that division. So,
He could take all five 140 titles easily.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, you know, like I said, fellas, this is a quick show. We got about 5 minutes left just to go over our thoughts. Nick, what did you think of the first fight, the Tamayo fight? Bill said he didn't like it that much. I wasn't impressed, but what did you think of the Tamayo fight?
Yeah, I did. I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to touch up on that. Now, to me, it was okay. Like, you know, it was kind of a one-sided matchup. And but, you know, I'll tell you what made me upset was that not that Valdez, who, you know, the winner was, it didn't bother me so much. I'm not going to say he did a terrible job of boxing or that, you know, his win wasn't good enough, but I feel if I was his coach, you know me, I like pressure. So, to me, Tamayo didn't really seem like much of a threat. If he wanted to look good, I think Valdez should have just went ahead and stayed in there instead of in and out, moving around, and turning so much.
Exactly.
I think he should have just went to town on him and put him out. And I think that's really where he where he could have really, you know, done something with that.
He doesn't have a big punch though, Nick. I saw that too, because he hit him flush too many times.
Several times. Mm-hmm.
And the guy, he wasn't moving the guy at all. The guy never took a backward step. He never moved his head when he hit him at all. I'm talking about his shots didn't move his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he hit him with a flush right hand, he was just right there. So he shows he doesn't have a big punch.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I agree. You
know, other than last night, you know, cars, I had to catch up on them. Maybe we'll bring some of that up next week. But, fellas, looks like we have 1 week off. And I'm sure we'll do our quick show next week, but we'll have 1 week off. And next weekend is, if anybody doesn't know, it's 4th of July weekend. There's a couple on Telemundo and Univision. I know you get them down there in your area, Nick, if you have regular TV. I'll be in the San Antonio area. I'll try and catch up with you. But real quick, July 11th, fellas, is our next date. And we have one of Bill's favorite boxers, Mauricio Herrera, fighting one of my former favorite boxers, Hank Wendy. And then we got Keith Thurman fighting Luis Collazo in Tampa Bay, which is his hometown. Are you interested in that fight at all, Nick, or are you just going to watch it just to watch it, the Thurman fight I'm talking about?
I mean, it's okay. Like, you never know what's going to happen. That's what I love about boxing. I mean, even though, you know, I would pretty much say Keith Thurman is going to, you know, take the cake on that one and win the fight. But like I said, you never know what's going to happen, just like tonight, man. You know, that referee jumping in there like they did. You just never know. So I'm definitely going to tune into whatever's on as long as it's boxing. But but I think Keith should win that fight, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fellas, we ain't got but a couple seconds left. You know, I thank you guys for your contributions. I thank anybody that's listening. I'm so glad we finally got a post-fight show in same night. Bill, you want to close out and say anything before we get up out of here?
Just a great night of boxing. Great working with you guys as always. And everybody, be safe. Have a good week.
Okay. All right, Nick, bro, you got anything, bro? I know you was excited. I don't see Nick get up off it. I don't get too many exciting texts from Nick often, so I'm going to go ahead and finish, bro.
Anybody knows Jesse Vargas or Jesse, you listening, baby, let me help you, man. Let me help you. Get that jab better, get your punches stronger, and stop fading in the middle of the rounds. Give me a holler, man. 3KingProBoxing.com.
It's the temperament of the fighter, Nick. Some people just can't help. You know what I mean?
I know, but I'll try, though, man. I'll try.
I know.
I'll try. The kid's got
the
potential.
I know.
You know?
I know what you're saying. Definitely.
Kid's got potential, man. He got some skills.
You can lead a horse to water, but a pencil has to be led, you know?
There you go. There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I like that.
All right, my brothers, man. What'd you say, Nick?
No, that's it. I'm good, Corey.
Okay. All right, my brothers, I thank y'all, man. Another exciting night. Next week, we'll talk about all the news that's coming up, the rankings, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll get ready for July 11th. and then we got some July 18th, and then we got Kovalov back in the ring July 25th. So
right.
Thank you for anybody that tuned in to us online. Another fun night. I'll catch you two brothers next weekend. And what can we say, man? The greatest sport in the world.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Much like the myth exactly, fellas.
All right, brothers.
Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you. Yep.